Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue on Blog Talk Radio with Conscious Wellbeing for You. And hopefully in just a minute or two, we'll have Roger Armstrong on the air. We tried to have him on last week. I'm sorry that didn't quite work out. Not quite sure why. But hopefully he will be on with us very, very shortly. Let's see. What did we talk about last week? I can't quite remember. I think I just talked about probably perspective, putting a happier spin on things in your head to be happier. there are lots of different ways you can see a situation. And, you know, it's good practice sometimes just to consider how you're seeing a situation, whether it's in a good light or a bad light. Take a step back from it. And, you know, if you were putting it in a good light before, maybe don't change that. But if you were not looking at it in any particular light before, if you were just sort of going through the motions, that might be a good time to consider, you know, rethinking how you look at things. Or if you were looking at it as something you have to get through or have to get done, you might want to reconsider that as well. Maybe it doesn't have to get done today. Maybe it could be done in a different way. Maybe you can see it in a different light. We always have choices. We have choices not only in what we do and how we do it, but we have choices in how we see it. And I was telling you a little bit about growing up with psychic children because Roger Armstrong was a psychic child and I was a psychic adolescent myself, albeit untrained. And I was telling you about how Roger can tell you how to live with a psychic child, how to respond to them in different situations, how to help them grow up and adjust to the rest of the world that, you know, isn't filled with psychic people on all sides. It was a little difficult for me. My parents weren't the most supportive of this idea of people who might be psychic, and they didn't really like the idea of being associated with a psychic adolescent. So I kind of had to stop being psychic. I didn't really stop being psychic, but I stopped talking about it around them, and I stopped talking about it around a lot of people. And it's kind of hard to not be authentic or to not be permitted to be authentic. So I'm not doing that anymore. I moved out as a young adult, as most young adults finally do, and I got married and I began to live my own life. And shortly after I began to live my own life and I got married, I began to get a little bit of courage thanks to my loving and supportive husband. He's absolutely wonderful. He gave me the confidence and the self-confidence to go ahead and be a little more authentically myself and express the thoughts that were coming into my head as a psychic person. And those thoughts, when I began to do that, began to help me gather a massage following of clients. Because they, you know, some of them kept coming back for massage because with the massage they got a little bit of psychic guidance or a few pointed questions to make them think about what was going on in their lives and what were they doing about it and how were they perceiving it. Because I would ask them, well, do you really need to be doing that, or do you really love your work? Because I sense that, you know, when you talk about your work, your energy level just goes down a little bit. And when you were talking about this other thing, your energy level was really, really up high. And they, you know, took a look at that. It surprised them. It kind of brought about an epiphany for them. And they realized, you know what, I'm in the wrong line of work, or you know what, I'm with the wrong people. Or, you know what, I could be doing this other thing that's so much more fun for me and it could make a profit and I could be really good at it. And that brings me to my next point, which I talk about a lot, actually. Your work. your work can be something that you love. It doesn't have to be just work. And if you're calling it work, that's a pretty good clue that something's not right. Work is kind of like going and finding one rock on a rock pile and moving it a few feet to another pile, and then go back and get another rock and move it to the other rock pile, and go back and get another rock and do it again and again. That's work. Or rolling a boulder up a hill, that's work. Or going and just going through the motions day in and day out for a paycheck, that's called work. And, you know, I have never worked a day in my life, actually. I have always loved giving massage. So I didn't consider it work. It became work when my back gave out a little bit recently. And I realized, you know, my body won't take it anymore and it's too much like work. So I changed what I was doing just a little bit. I went from giving massage and being psychic as I was doing it to just being psychic and helping people by asking them the same sorts of questions I had been asking them all along when I was giving them massage. And, you know, they like this. They tend to like this. So if you want some of the same, you know, Sue asks you questions on the air, you can call me right now and I will try to ask you a few pointed questions from what I sense about you. And the number is area code 929-477-3282. And I'll get out my tarot cards and they'll help me a little bit. They're really just a crutch, though, remember, because I've always had these pictures in my head and I couldn't take out my tarot cards. Excuse me for the crash and bang here as I get out my tarot cards. I couldn't use my tarot cards when I was giving massage because my hands were busy. And unfortunately, Roger Armstrong has not called in yet. It may be that his line is just too difficult for him to use, because every time we've tried to talk on the phone, the line has been very buzzy and staticky. So I'm getting out my tarot cards, and you're welcome to give a call in at 929-477-3282, and I will have a look at the cards and see what they say, and they will probably just be confirming the little pictures that I've always gotten in my head before I even started using tarot cards, because that's usually what happens. Let's see. Today is Monday, and I would be very remiss if I didn't mention the elections tomorrow. Counting up the votes for president is coming up tomorrow. So, it's a good idea to vote, you know. And everybody's saying it, so it's nothing new. I'm not saying anything new. If you don't vote and you don't get what you want, you don't have a leg to stand on when you complain. I'll tell you that much. And everybody knows from reading my blogs, everybody, you know, will be fully aware of my viewpoints. I'm definitely a Democrat, and in no small way. I'm very, very opinionated. Don't want to go into that too much on my show because everybody has their opinion, and no matter what you say, you're not going to change anybody else's mind. You know, no matter how you back yourself up with facts or statistics, you know, because people can interpret them or ignore them. They can interpret them any way they want. They can twist them. They can say, oh, those are just lies built up by the other side, and, you know, they're very slanderous and meant to derail the other the opponent's campaign or whatever. So I'm not going to try and sway your mind. I'm not going to try and tell you you should vote Democrat the way I vote, because that's not what I do, and I don't try and convince anyone to do anything that they don't want to do. When I give a little bit of psychic guidance, I usually ask pointed questions, I tell people, you know, if that doesn't make you happy, maybe you should be doing something else, which is basically just common sense, really. And I try to give ideas rather than advice. Like, oh, say you're creative and you're kind of bored in your job because it doesn't allow you to be creative. Well, have you thought of some creative activities that you might like? And you know, if you really really enjoy it, you can find a way to profit from it. And it's only because that's true. You can pretty much find a way to profit from doing just about anything that you love, as long as you love it and believe in it. That's really all it takes. And I am also a certified health coach, so my health coaching now has the same psychic edge that my massage had for about 20-some-odd years. God, yeah, it was that long. happily married now for about 14, 15 years, 15, and let's see, I have one of the really, really good guys in life. I have found just one of the best guys ever. He's very, very hardworking and very loving, and he's a fantastic father. He's very sweet and very supportive, and as I said before, he gave me the self-confidence to be more authentically myself, which is really important. It's really important if you're going to be a good friend, which sort of a prerequisite to getting married. If you're going to be a good friend to your partner in life, then you really need to be someone who supports them as they try new things, as they grow and develop, because you're not done growing just because you've got out of school, and you're not done growing just because you got married, and you're not done growing just because you had kids, and you're not done growing just because you got grandkids. You're growing all of your life until you die. And, you know, eventually we all die, you know, Republicans and Democrats and all sorts of people. We all have to die. Everybody eventually dies. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. And as a psychic, I happen to know death from a different perspective than a lot of other people, but it happens. You can't change it. I just sometimes get to talk to people who already died, which is interesting, and very often they have a really great sense of humor. I do know that if there was love in life, it continues after death, and it's interesting. I forget what my point was. But anyway, you're learning and growing and developing. That was my point. All the time you're alive. And if you decide at some point that you just don't want to grow and develop anymore, I'm not going to tell you, well, you may as well go and shoot yourself, but I just want to ask you very pointedly, how much fun would that be? How much fun do you think you'd continue to have if you decided, I'm going to stop learning things right now? I'm never going to look at another book or newspaper. I'm never going to listen to another radio show. I'm never going to take another sewing or art class. How much fun would that be? I can't imagine that being any fun at all. That's about, you know, for me, where I consider wanting life to end for me and begin somewhere else. So keep that in mind. We are always learning and growing, and the best partners in life are those that help you to do that and encourage you to do that. They're the ones who you should consider to be your true friends. And mentors, when they're hardest on you, that's when you know that they know what you're capable of and that they know that you're ready to learn something new and take the next step in your learning process and have that great moment of enlightenment and that fantastic epiphany. When they're pushing you the hardest, that's when you should be working the hardest and then saying thank you the loudest. Thank you for making me a better person. Thank you for believing in me and then pushing me, for seeing what I could really do, for really seeing me as I was and pushing me to take that next step. And so maybe you want to consider, if you don't right now have a mentor that does that for you, maybe this is that time that you need to be taking to be that mentor for somebody else in order to fill in the time gap, because things happen when they're supposed to happen, and things have to happen organically. Life and time have their flow. They flow forwards and not backwards in this plane of existence. And so you just kind of have to keep living and keep learning. And one way to learn is actually to teach someone else. And when every time you teach, you're a mentor. So it all kind of rolls back to what I just said about filling the time gap by being a mentor to somebody else. Because everybody can learn, and everybody loves to learn, and everything you learn is really great for whatever the next thing is in life. It's going to come in handy somewhere at some time in your life. So learn everything you can, because it's exciting, it's great. And if your work isn't exciting you, if you're not learning anything at work, or if you're really, really bored at work, or if you really are just going through the motions to get a paycheck, that's a time when maybe you're not learning and growing. You're sort of stagnating at work. So you might want to rethink things in that aspect of your life. And if you feel that way about any other aspect of your life, you might want to take a good hard look at that aspect of your life, because these things bleed over. If you come home from work and you hated being at work, then your family feels that. And, you know, maybe you come home and you're really excited to be home because you're not at work anymore. Your family will feel that. That's great. But they're also going to be aware that you hated being at work. Bring them down a little bit, because they know that you were at work so that you could get food on the table for them. And on the one hand, they're going to love you for doing it. But on the other hand, they're going to feel like they burdened you. They caused you to have to go through being at a workplace where you didn't love your work. So let's consider that. And let's consider that sort of thing in every aspect of your life. Because when you come home, then you're going to be tainting your home life, so to speak. And you'll take that with you to, you know, into other aspects of your social life. And this is how things bleed over and you begin to alienate people if you start to get depressed about one aspect of your life not working out so well. Then you kind of focus on it a lot until it gets really, really fixed. So fix it. You know, the sooner you fix it, the better off you're going to be. You're going to be happier as a person, and joy actually leads to greater longevity. And this is something that I've seen in science magazines, science publications, and all over the internet. And as a former massage therapist and as a health coach, this is the kind of thing that really interests me. Things about, you know, what you can eat for greater longevity and how you can live and be and exist and walk through your life for greater happiness and longevity, because the two things are integral to each other. You know, you can't be really, really happy if you're not feeling good, and you can't feel good if you're not really, really happy. And this is my shtick as a health coach. This is where my health coaching really starts. It's like, where in life are you really happy, and where in life can you tweak it to be a little happier? And so if you ever want to call in, or if you ever want to call me, just leave me a message and you can have a free health coaching consultation. My phone number, if you want to leave a message, is area code 707-762-3000. 3578, and I'll repeat it in a second. I just want to let you know that one of the really great things about health coaching is it can all be done by phone, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home, and you know that you've got total privacy. So that number again is area code 707-762-3578, and if you didn't know it, my business is called Joyful Wellness. You can find it at joyfulwellness.org. Not .com, it's .org, and I don't know why, because it's not nonprofit, but your first consultation will be free, along with a little bit of a psychic reading if you want it, and that is about it. Our show is coming to a close here in about 9 minutes, so you have 9 minutes to call in, 929-477-3282. Or you can call and leave me a message in a bit at area code 707-762-3578. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. If I forget to say it in about 9 minutes or less, I'll probably let you go a little bit early today since we didn't manage to contact Roger Armstrong again today. I did send him a reminder, but I think we're having some trouble with the phone lines. I had some trouble dialing in again myself, and this happened last week, where you dial your host call-in number, then you have to dial your host PIN, which is 9 digits and a pound sign. And every time I dialed those 9 digits with the pound sign after, the recording came on and said, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear at least 4 digits of your PIN number." And it kept happening again and again, about, you know, 5 or 8 times last time and 5 or 8 times this time. So I'm getting a little frustrated here with Blog Talk Radio, I'm sorry to say. But hopefully they'll have that glitch figured out soon. Let's see. I think, there it is. My screen went off for a second. That was weird. But anyway, I will talk to you all again next week, Monday at 3. And I'll try and get someone different on the air because maybe their phone line will be a little better. Okay, I will talk to you all next week. Enjoy the rest of your week, folks. Bye-bye now.